Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Vulnerable Moments with Joe, where it's real, it's raw, and it's relatable every single time. I am your lovely host, Joycelyn Ogunshala, and I know, it has been a very, very long time since I last uploaded an episode, but guess what? Your girl is back, okay? And I am here to stay. Since I took an unexpected leave of absence from podcasting, there have been so many of you all, both online and offline, who have been inquiring about when I will drop my next episode. And my response would always be, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. The past couple of months, the past couple of months just like flew by to me. Like so much has happened. And I have so much to share, obviously, from releasing my second book called The Right to Become, which, by the way, is now available on Amazon. So get your copy now. To having a book signing event, going back to school. And if you are up to date with my first couple of episodes about what my biggest failure was, you will learn that that was like me failing out of school was a failure of mine. So me actually getting back to the university that I failed out of last semester was a huge testimony. Praise God. And I started counseling last semester. Just a lot of different transitions and changes that were happening and occurring in my life. And so podcasting just kind of like took a backseat in my life unexpectedly. I didn't do it intentionally. It was just really unexpected. But over time, people kept asking, like, when's the next episode coming out? Like, when are you dropping your next episode? But I would also get rebukes, like gentle rebukes, of people just telling me like, hey, don't let your vision die. Remember what the Lord is giving you. And it would be so encouraging. And I would often go back to read the comments on Apple Podcasts and even in my DMs and text messages that I've been getting from you all. And it will all be so encouraging. So I just want to say thank you all for bearing with me and for sticking with me. But your girl is back. Okay. And of course, I have so many vulnerable moments to share with you all. Beginning with this one, as you can already tell, the title of this episode is called, I Had to Revisit My Personality. Okay, so as I mentioned, I started counseling around October, November of last year. And the way that came about was after my birthday, a friend of mine gave me a word and she basically told me that, you know, I really believe the Lord really wants to solidify your identity. And I was like, what are you talking about? What does that mean? Like, I know who I am in Christ. Like, what does that mean? And of course, she didn't give me an answer, but it was something that I had to really take to the Lord and really ask the Lord about concerning my identity, concerning who I am. Now, one thing about myself is that like I'm constantly asking myself, having conversations with myself, having conversations with the Lord, sometimes even having conversation with friends and asking them like, how do you perceive me? And who am I? Who is Joycelyn? What type of person do I want to present to the world? When people call my name, what adjectives, what words, what phrases do I want to be associated with my name? So yeah, just asking myself these questions. The big question of who am I, which I think a lot of people in the world have a hard time answering. People really do not know who they are. I felt like the Lord was really, really leading me to revisit my personality. And there was just so many different things happening in my life. And I just needed to talk to someone about it. Other than my mentor, other than friends, I just needed like to talk to someone professional about everything that was going on in my life. And so counseling was the next thing for me. It turns out that the counselor that I go to, or the therapist, I've heard that those two words are used interchangeably, but the counselor that I go to is actually an on-campus counselor, and she just so happens to be a whole woman of God, y'all, okay? This woman is saved and anointed and just so beautiful, such a beautiful woman of God. So I go in and I am excited. Like, I'm so excited, but a little nervous because I don't know what to expect. Like, I've never been like counseled before by someone who doesn't know me. And so now I'm able to open up and share my life with this beautiful woman of God and tell her like where I'm currently at. Slowly but surely, I start to open up to her. So she begins to ask me all these questions pertaining to my personality, like, who am I? How would I describe myself? Am I an introvert? Am I an extrovert? Like, all these different questions. And then she asks, and I want you to revisit your personality and reassess your personality. And I was like, hold up, wait, this is something that the Lord has been speaking to me about. I took that as confirmation. And I was just like, okay, God, clearly you're speaking. After that first session, which was really great, by the way, I recorded the whole thing and I listened to it again over and over again. I took it to prayer and I was just like, okay, Lord, time for me to revisit my personality. Time for me to really like get a sheet of paper and a pen and write down how I think I'm perceived versus the woman that you are molding me and shaping me to become. And slowly but surely, I realized that much of who I think I am, or much of what the characteristics and the idiosyncrasies that I have associated myself with, or I have caused myself to believe about myself and thus projected into the world about myself, was simply just a response to my wounds. So let me just say that in layman's terms. So basically, I just believe that the Joycelyn that I grew up to be, the insecure, shy, timid, afraid, scared Joycelyn that I grew up to be, wasn't really who I was. It was simply just a response to my wounds and to the things that have happened to me in my past. And how I was able to pinpoint that was because I realized that the more that I was growing in Christ and the more that I was growing in my purpose, that who I was becoming was no longer matching up with this personality, with these different characteristics that I thought were really a part of who I was, essentially. And I was just like, okay, God, like, who am I? Like, I think I'm the quiet, the shy, the behind the scenes Joycelyn. Like, that's who people perceive me as, the one who's quiet, who's reserved, who's kind of behind the scenes. But I'm out here writing books and I have a whole podcast and I'm doing things that require for me to be seen and require for me to be at the forefront. So something's not adding up. And the Lord was just like, Joycelyn, that is not who you are. You are not insecure. You are not timid. You are not afraid. And I was just like, okay, Lord, well, speak to me then. Give me some answers. Show me and reveal to me, who am I in you? And then over time, the Lord began to reveal to me that, okay, Joycelyn, like, this is who you are. You are bold. You are strong. You are a powerful woman. You are an attractive woman. You are resilient. You are determined. You are a woman of God. You walk in power. The same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead actually lives inside of you. So you are not shy, you are not timid, you are not afraid, you are not to cower in your purpose, you are not to cower in your abilities or your gifts, you are not to dim your light, but you are to let your light so shine. That is who you are. You are a big, massive light and you cannot be hidden. You cannot be hidden. And all of my life, I have been trying to hide. I've been trying to hide. Behind so many different things. And I think that the insecurity, the timidity, the quote unquote shyness, and even sometimes the quietness kind of fueled my hiding. It kind of made my hiding okay. It made me being in the background okay. I allowed the fact that I was an introvert to become like almost like an idol in my life. And so I realized that, okay, I'm an introvert. This is who I am. And so therefore I'm quiet and I'm shy and I am reserved and I am in the background and I have to do this and I have to be this. And the Lord was just like, trash that whole entire mentality. And being an introvert or being an extrovert is simply just how you retreat. It's how you recharge as a person. Some people, for those who are extroverts, get their energy from being around other people. And then on the other side, those who are introverts like myself just get their energy from being by themselves. And that's that. But for me, like, I took my introversion and I really allowed that to be like, it was like what was fueling me was like, okay, I'm an introvert. And so I associated my introversion to being quiet and to being shy and to being the one who's always behind the scenes and the one who's mute and silent. That's just how I viewed myself. And I realized that, no, like, that whole mentality, that way of thinking was so wrong. It was so twisted. And honestly, like, I'm realizing that there was even a point in my life where I took a personality test, and because I really wanted to know who I was, but I wasn't looking in God's holy word to discover who I was. The personality test was pretty accurate. And so from the accuracy of that test, I realized that, oh my goodness, like, I have a lot of qualities and a lot of traits that align with the results of this test. And I took that as my identity. And I was just like, okay, this is who I am. And that's why we have to be careful about, you know, personality tests and not allowing them to be the thing that confirms or solidifies or even affirms our identity or tells us who we are. Well, no, like, we're not going to sit and take a 20, 25 minute test and from the results of that test, allow this test to determine who I am. Absolutely not. My Creator took so much more time in sculpting me and creating me and molding me and fashioning me to be the woman that I am today. My identity is found in Christ. Like, I am a new creation. Old things have passed away and all things have become new. And my identity is hidden in Christ. I am hidden in Christ. And I have to allow the word of God to fuel me, to be my mirror, and not any personality test, not no horoscopes, not even the silly little Facebook, the Facebook games that people be playing. I don't even know how they come up with that stuff. Like, it's just so silly. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Those little Facebook games that kind of tell you, like, oh, where you'll be in 10 years or what animal best describes your personality, whatever. Like, it's just so silly. Like, it's all so silly. Do not buy into it. These things are all man-made. Behind the tests that we are taking, that people are taking, the personality test, the Facebook test, the whatever test that you're taking, a man created it. We need to understand that your maker is your Father. The Lord is your maker. And in order for you to discover who you are, you need to go back to the one who made you and ask him questions and ask him, who am I? Who are you? Who are you? So many people in this world do not know how to answer that question. And they associate who they are with their gifts or their talents or their career, when that is not the essence of who you are at all. You are not your gifts. You have gifts. You are not your job. You have a job. But yeah, like, I really had to take time to revisit my personality. And now I find myself, like, constantly asking myself every single day, who am I, Joycelyn? Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Remind yourself of who you are. Put scriptures around your room, around your wall, on your laptop screen, your phone screen, to remind you of who you are, to remind you of your identity in Christ. And so now I can confidently say that I am so aware of who I am. I'm so confident and so sure of who I am in Christ. Like, I live with an awareness of who I am. And because I know who I am, I know what to accept and what not to accept in the form of a relationship or career or purpose-wise, whatever. Like, I know what's for me and what's not for me because I know who I am. But the crazy thing about it is that much of what we call our personalities is simply just a mosaic of our choices for self-protection. And so a lot of people in this world are walking around with false identities, with false sense of self. I have a coworker and her personality is really like nonchalant, like carefree, like I don't care type of attitude. Like that's just the personality or the aura that she gives off. And one day I kind of just made a comment to her and I was just like, hey, you seem so like nonchalant. And she was like, yeah, I know. People tell me that all the time. And then I was like, but why do you think that is though? She was like, I don't know. That's just how I am. And that was the end of the conversation. But I thought about it and I was like, no, that is not just who you are. That is not just who you are. The nonchalance came from something. The nonchalance is a defense mechanism. It's simply you putting on a wall or a self-barrier or a self-protection to protect yourself and to defend yourself from whatever. And I thought about the conversation. I thought about my coworker and her personality or what I can gather from her personality. And I realized that I'm pretty sure if I asked her, like, deeper questions, such as where did you think the nonchalance started, or where do you think the nonchalance or the I don't care attitude came from, it will probably be traced back to a wound from her past where someone hurt her, or someone probably rejected her, or someone did. It could be honestly anything that could probably trigger a response that says, you know what, I'm just not gonna care about anything anymore. I'm just gonna live my life and whatever happens, happens, and that's just it. But the crazy thing about it is that so many people see her and they view her and they look at her and say, oh, she's really nonchalant. And they just deem that as her personality. I know for a fact that that is not who she really is deep down on the inside, that is all just a cover up. And there are so many people who are living their lives in the same way, where most of what we think is your personality is simply just a facade. It's simply just a defense mechanism. It's simply just a self-protective barrier that you are putting on and portraying to the world as your personality. So many of us are living out of a place of our own woundedness. From a place of our woundedness, we construct a false version of ourselves. And what we do is that we do ourselves in this world a huge disservice by not living up to the fullness of who God has called us to be. And so I really encourage all of you all who are listening to really, really take time while we're all quarantined. Take this time. This time is so precious. God is speaking clearly. I mean, he was speaking before this whole coronavirus outbreak really, really kicked off. But now, like, it's just like, okay, he has our attention. And so I really encourage everyone to really take the time to really reassess, reevaluate your personality and ask yourself the deep questions like, who am I? Why do I respond this way? Why do I act this way? And even go as far as to asking those who are really close to you, how do they perceive you? It will really give you insight into your personhood. And ask the Lord to really reveal to you who you are in Christ so that you can become everything that he died for you to become before time began. So take time out and really, really ask yourself these deep questions. Who am I? What is my personality like? Who am I really? Like, who am I really? I'm constantly asking myself, who am I? Because I quickly realized that the old Joycelyn, the Joycelyn before Christ, and even a little bit into my salvation was not who I was. I'm not insecure. I'm not shy. I am not timid. I am not afraid. Anyone who really knows me knows that my personality is very well balanced, that I have a very unique gentleness and tenderness about me, but then I'm also really bold and powerful and really ambitious and really determined. And so my desire for my life is to live out the fullness of who God has called me to be, the authentic, genuine, true, real Joycelyn that God has called me to be. And that is my desire for everyone, really, for us to become who God has called us to be and to allow God to heal our wounds. Because so many of us are still hurting and we don't even know it. Like, we really don't even know it. And we think that a lot of these characteristics, these idiosyncrasies, are really who we are or a makeup of who we are, and they're not. They're really not. Understand that God cannot bless the fake you. He cannot bless the false version of you. He can't. And I can attest to that fact that God cannot elevate the false version of Joycelyn. He cannot elevate the insecure Joycelyn. He cannot elevate or bless or multiply the false version of who I thought I was. Why? Because that's not who he created me to be. That is not who he created me to be. And what you may see on the outside is this gentle, tender, soft, dainty, very ladylike young woman. And all of that is true. There's also another part of me that I think I've been kind of keeping hidden for a while, or I haven't allowed to fully manifest, or I haven't fully allowed to really emerge. And it's this bold, fierce, strong, resilient, determined, confident woman. That's who I am. That, along with so many other powerful adjectives, if I were to sit here and just affirm myself, it would turn into like a 2-hour podcast. I'm not even joking. But I cannot stress to you all the importance of knowing your identity, knowing who God has called you to be, and walking in that. My book that I just released in September of last year is called The Right to Become. And in essence, to me, the title of the book means so much because it's derived from John 1:12, that says that he who knew no sin became sin so that we could become the righteousness of God. And to me, what that scripture means is that he who knew no sin became sin so that I could become something. Jesus actually died so that I could become something as a result of his death. So therefore, it is my duty, it is my birthright, it is my mandate to become. That is the least that I could do. So I cannot afford to sit and continue to live my life from a false sense of self. And so I will do whatever I can to allow the Lord to work on my heart and to heal me from past wounds. Because I'll be honest and say that there are some times where I feel tempted to go back to that little girl who was insecure, to go back to that little girl who was afraid, and to cower and to hide behind my gifts and my talents. I'm still tempted to this day, even though I am so aware of what God has called me to do. And I have an understanding of who God has called me to be and what he has called me to do in the earth. But sometimes I do get tempted to go back and to retreat and to cower in the false sense of self. It's so tempting because it's so comfortable. And so many of you may feel so comfortable where you are, wearing the masks that you're wearing. But God is really, 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 really serious about his kids. He doesn't play with us, guys. He doesn't play games with us. He desires for us to become. But a part of your becoming means going back to revisit your personality and going back to ask yourself the deep questions. God cannot bless a false version of yourself. Some of us are trying to get married, okay? And you have created a list or a fantasy man or woman that you want in your life, that you want to marry, from a false sense of yourself. Let me give you guys an example. Hello, this is Vulnerable Moments with Joe. Okay, so with me thinking that I was the quiet, insecure, shy, behind the scenes type of girl, I really thought that I was going to be the quiet, submissive wife where my husband would be in the forefront, just doing like all the things, right? Just doing all the things in the forefront. He'll probably be pretty well known, just out there. And I was just, you know, being in the background, just being the quiet, submissive wife and just, you know, following after his leadership, you know? But then I learned about my identity in Christ. And I learned about my purpose and I discovered my purpose. And I realized that I had so many qualities and characteristics of the type of husband and type of man that I thought I wanted based off of a false sense of myself, you guys. And so I constructed like a false fantasy man in my head of, oh, my husband is going to be this. He's going to be out there. He's going to be tall, dark, and handsome. He's going to be more than me. He's going to be better than me. He's going to do this. He's going to have this. And I was creating this like fantasy man based off of the false version of myself. And the Lord was just like, Joycelyn, trash it. Trash it. Throw it all away. Throw it all away. Throw it all away and go back to revisit your personality. And I think a lot of us need to throw away our fantasy man or woman and go back to revisit our personality. Allow the Lord to speak to you about who you are first, and then let him speak to you about your future husband or your future wife. So I'm really just about to affirm myself and represent to all of my listeners who Joycelyn Ogunshala really is. So, who am I? Who is Joycelyn? Joycelyn is a woman of God. Joycelyn is bold and confident. She is actually a woman who walks in overpowering confidence. Joycelyn is the most powerful woman in the world, the most attractive woman in the world, the most influential woman in the world. And whenever she walks into a room, she turns heads. Yeah, it's true. People cannot help but stop and stare because she is gorgeous. She's absolutely stunning. But not only is she beautiful on the outside, she is even more beautiful on the inside. Alrighty. So thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. It's been so long. I actually don't even know how to do an outro anymore. So bear with me, you guys. But thank you so much for listening. Make sure you share, make sure you rate, make sure you comment, and do all the things that you can do to get this podcast fluctuating on the internet. But in the meantime, be sure to follow me personally on Instagram at Joycelyn Ogunshala. That's JoycelynOgunsola. And be sure to follow the podcast page, and that's at VM with Joe. Thank you so much for tuning in. And until next time, toodles.